everybody. My name is Anna. I'm a grateful compulsive overeater. I always blamed being molested at age 6 for all my issues. It wasn't until I did a food history in a way that I saw that I was always obsessed with food. A very vivid memory is when I was around 4 years old. Some people came over for a dinner party. They gave me sweets. I was told I could only have one and put the rest in my room, which was next to the bathroom. During dinner, I excused myself several times to use the bathroom. I went to my bedroom, took some sweets, then went into the bathroom to eat that sweets. I flushed the wrappers, so at some level, I knew what I was doing was wrong. At some point, I saw and reacted to the world negatively. My brother was diagnosed with a mental health diagnosis. They went to family counseling, where I sat in the waiting room the entire time, each time being left out invisible. I still struggle with that trigger even today. I had rage inside of me, but I hated how my brother showed his anger by being physical. So I internalized it. I ate even more food, sometimes eating so much I got sick. That just taught me if I wasn't done binging, to make myself sick, to make more space for more food. I continued to binge and purge, and I blamed all the missing food on my brother. At school, I was always bullied. In high school, it got so much worse, but at least the bullies who called me names and pushed me around saw me. So I made sure every day I was there for them to, quote, see me. I could have waited a half a minute to go down that hallway, but any attention was better than none to me. At a party, a guy paid attention to me. He was the first male to show any interest in me, so I thought I was in love. It was a bonus, I thought, that he was 21 years old and could buy alcohol. Every weekend, I would drink with this guy. My parents caught me stealing food and money from them. They gave me an ultimatum. Live by their rules in their house or move out. So after knowing this guy for 4 months, I moved in with him. He isolated me from my friends and family. He became verbally abusive first, saying my own parents couldn't wait to get rid of me, that he was the only one who could tolerate me. Who else would want a big fat whale? My food addiction was still there, but I used alcohol a lot too. Then came the physical violence and sexual abuse. He didn't let me work, so I depended on him financially. Each time he hurt me, he would buy me alcohol and my favorite junk foods. This went on for 3 years. I started to believe I had a drinking problem, that I was purposely making him mad so he would hurt me, so I would get the alcohol and food. At this point, we lived at a boarding house, and a lot of people were court-ordered to go to AA meetings. He let me go to the AA meetings with some of the other people. This was the only time he let me alone. There, the AA ladies helped me build my self-esteem, helped me put together an escape plan. I owe my life to them. I finally got away from him. On my own, I did anything I wanted. I ate a lot of junk for dinner. I was told I need medication for my diabetes. I honestly assumed that the pill would do its job and get my blood sugars back to normal. So I didn't change my diet. After having 2 teeth pulled due to my bulimia, I stopped that part of my disease. It took time to have my parents back in my life. I still abused medication, alcohol, smoking, but food was my main addiction. At age 30, I had heart palpitations. My cholesterol was in the 500s. Insulin-dependent diabetic, high blood pressure, in pain from my rheumatoid arthritis, suffering through life. I used my rheumatoid arthritis as an excuse not to go out anywhere. In truth, I was ashamed of my body and myself. A couple of my doctors mentioned Roux-en-Y gastric bypass surgery. They told me I need this type of surgery because it would help with the diabetes. I assumed the surgery would cure me. In August 2015, seven, at 287 pounds, I had the surgery. In 2 years, I lost 103 pounds. I bruised my collarbones because I couldn't stop touching them. I never knew they existed before. Some of my health issues got better, but I still was not happy, still very negative. I still had all the emotional issues, just in a smaller body, and my marriage wasn't fixed. I was so used to being invisible to everyone, when a couple of different men started to talk to me at the supermarket, I lost my invisibility. I panicked. I ran back to the food. In 2 months, I gained 20 pounds back. Each time I overate, I had physical consequences. I couldn't stop eating. I hated myself. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, so now I had two diseases that caused pain. I used my rheumatoid arthritis and recently diagnosed fibromyalgia as an excuse not to leave the house. Over time, I gained 45 more pounds. I became a diabetic again, a rarity after Roux-en-Y surgery. This time, I wanted to live. I thought about divorcing my husband since we were just roommates. I wanted to lose weight before I left him, so I saw an ad in the newspaper about Overeaters Anonymous. I told myself if this doesn't work, that this must be my lot in life, to be miserable and obese. So I went to the OA meeting. The lady that ran it was very laid back. We just talked about stuff and sometimes we read from the OA books. I started to just plan my dinner and still ate badly the rest of the time. I didn't have takeout or fast food for dinner for 2 whole months. So I started to plan my lunch and breakfast, but I still was eating too many junky snacks. Someone told me about other OA, local OA meetings nearby, which was a good thing because the lady got closed down for not following OA standards. It was an eye-opener to go to a real OA meeting. There was guidelines and structure. In the beginning, I was a quiet person who cleaned up while everyone else was talking after a meeting. I would use my dyslexia as an excuse not to read anything. I never fit in anywhere in my life. I fit in here. I got stuck in my head that I wanted to be to perfect my food plan 100% before getting a sponsor. 3 months went by, still not abstinent. Someone told me to go to, told me to get a sponsor to help, but my sponsor had to understand my pain issues, had to be okay with my food plan because of the gastric bypass surgery. Understand that I didn't understand what a higher power was. Well, 3 months went by and no one measured up. 6 months went by and I even went to a second meeting each week. I was desperate, so I finally threw my list away. After getting a sponsor, 2 days later, I became abstinent. On August 20th, 2014, as of this second, I'm still abstinent. I see food as fuel for my body. I had to talk to my sponsor after a meeting. I had to wait until after a group business meeting to talk to her. They had to vote on something. They asked me for my opinion. I was amazed that I had the same amount of say as someone who had over 10 years of abstinence. So I started to go to the group business meetings. They needed someone to make copies of flyers when we got them in. No one raised a hand. I raised my hand and everyone was happy that I could do that. It was the first time in a long time that I felt useful. I started to work the steps. It was so hard. Then at a meeting, we read from Voices of Recovery, August 21st, page 234. My interpretation of the reading is, talks about a farmer sitting on a three-legged stool. The three spools are physical, emotional, and spiritual. Now, if they aren't even, you have a problem and you can get wobbly and can fall. That really hit me hard. I was so focused on only my food plan and working the steps that I wasn't stable. I started to work on understanding a higher power. If I had a stool before OA, it would be an unusable stool, because the physical spool would have been three times bigger, stuffed with crap food, and have open wounds. My emotional spool would have been a mirror, looking okay on the outside, but extremely fragile, easily broken. I didn't have a spiritual spool. Today, my stool looks like this. My physical spool is the same size as my other two spools. It has the same. It has some permanent dents and scars, which gives it character. My emotional spool is away, working the whole program, the steps, my sponsor, sponsees, having others who have been through the things I'm struggling with today. I have a spiritual spool, which grew from a tiny mustard seed of hope. I first used the rooms of OA as a whole to be my higher power, since they knew more than I did. I didn't understand what a higher power was because I didn't have one growing up. Today, I found that Christianity works for me. One on my stool's lip is a dove that represents when my stools are in balance, I am at peace. I was asked to fill in for someone as an intergroup rep. So I went and became the main rep for that group at intergroup. So I learned all about the intergroup. That is where I started my service work in OA. I have learned so much from my service work. I helped lead OA steps in a group setting with the Green Workbook, which was a great experience. It made me see the steps through other people's experiences. I have organized several workshops. I was our intergroup chair for 6 years. I have gone to 13 Region 7 business assemblies. My first World Business Conference was in 2019 and virtual in 2020. I was on the World Committee that looked at rewording the motion for the new definition for absence of recovery. I am now focused on challenging myself, which I'm doing with virtual intergroup. I have sponsees, which have made me work on all the tools, not just my favorites, because I want to lead by example. They teach me as much as I share with them. Many have fired me and some are turned into great friendships outside of OA. I came into OA to lose weight so I can divorce my husband. This program has changed all aspects of my life. I see how it is all connected. I have learned how to handle life on life's terms. Life sucks sometimes, but I've learned how to deal with it, with everything in a healthy way.
3 minutes.
All right, thank you. I've learned that I will never be perfect. I learned to have balance in my life. I speak up for myself. I am patient with my mom, who loves to gossip and is negative. We used to be negativity buddies together, but I am positive now. I used to be fearful of everything, never wanting to do anything new. I broke that fear wide open in 2018 by going ziplining twice in a trip with my cousin to Canada, where I wasn't in control of anything except my food. In 2019, I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico for OA World. Had to go on an airplane with a layover on my own. Used Uber and was not kidnapped. I was a keynote speaker at an OA retreat. I demolished all my masks I hid behind, especially the I am fine and I'm not in pain masks. I will share if I am not doing well. I give my permission to have rest days. I still am working on body image issues. I am happy, joyous, and free from my demons. I take time and care for myself. My husband and I are like newlyweds. We communicate so much better now because I learned how to in OA. My husband proofreads my speeches normally, and he has driven me to OA meetings if I am unable to because I ask for help. I can admit when I make mistakes, and I have real friends. Even on my worst pain day, I am still grateful. I am never alone because I'm a higher power. I also have so many platforms to reach out to fellows, like calling, emailing, texting, Facebook, and WhatsApp. I'm maintaining about 100-pound weight loss. I forgave people who hurt me intentionally and unintentionally. It took a bit longer, but I've forgiven myself. I've made many amends. I still work on my living amends to myself and others. I've gained some weight. I can't exercise so much because of my arthritic knees. My body has changed, and some of the medications I need don't help. I'm not focused on that. I'm still eating my absent meals. I have many action plans I can work into my bad days in my way of life, because that is what OA is to me, my only way to live. Each morning, I choose to continue my way of life. Each night, I remind myself how grateful I need to be. I thank my higher power for giving me the voice so I can share with you my changed world, so it can happen to you too. Thank you.